Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk politics and what is going to be the implication of Al Jamaa pulling out of the agreement coalition with the DA. So joining me to answer that question is Thembelani Mazibuko, who's a researcher at the African Elections Association for Sustainable Democracy. Good morning, Thembelani. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Kathy. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. It's a little bit fuzzy, but I think we'll see how we go. Thembelani, what are the implications of Al Jamaa pulling out of the coalition with the DA?
Yes, because Al Jamaa did indicate to the Democratic Alliance that they are wholeheartedly pulling out of any agreements they have with the political party based on ideological reasons. Right. And what this means is that, therefore, the Democratic Alliance has three less votes to rely upon in its multi-party coalition, not just in Johannesburg, but wherever coalition that is led by the Democratic Alliance. So what may ultimately happen is the same arrangements would happen between the DA and the EFF in 2016. Is where they are not part of the coalition, but when in a council sitting, there is perhaps an issue where Al Jamaa happens to agree with the DA, they will lend them their votes, and therefore it's going to be the relationship would not be a coalition, but they will be voting on an issue-by-issue basis. So ultimately, the DA now, because Al Jamaa are pulling out of the agreement, has three less votes within which to rely upon when in council all over the country.
So articles that I'm seeing where they actually quote Helen Zille saying that there wasn't an agreement in place, that Al Jamaa had never agreed to a coalition. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. So actually the agreement was actually between the DA, the Freedom Front Plus, COPE, IFP and Action SA. However, there was tacit agreement because at the time, the ultimate goal was to keep the ANC out of many of these municipalities. That was an overriding goal. Therefore, there was tacit agreement that Al Jamaa will vote the Democratic Alliance. But now that the dust has settled, political parties have had time to reflect, temperatures aren't so high anymore. Al Jamaa are now looking at their own particular constituency, what is important to their constituency, and they are now drawing a line in the sand and saying, look, we don't agree with the DA on certain issues. We are now drawing a line in the sand. We are not going to work with them.
Yeah, it's interesting. Quoting an article from The Citizen, this is actually quoting Ghanefa Hendricks, who's the founder of Al Jamaa. Right. He says, Zille said she didn't want to go to the EFF on her knees begging for their votes. The DA supports Israel, and that is against what we stand for. Is it unusual for local government and local municipalities to take a stand on international issues? Do we see that often? How often do we see that?
It's not often. However, to answer your original question, it's not unusual for political parties to draw a line and understand for perhaps issues that might be categorized as national issues. Obviously, yeah, we are working in a local environment. So, however, Al Jamaa being a small political party, it can even be classified as a niche political party. This issue is an issue that is of importance to its constituents, to its voters. And therefore, this issue being such an outside issue will potentially be an overriding issue when it comes to all coalition agreements. So I think that Al Jamaa taking the stand, which you correctly state is unusual, is a function of the size of the political party, the very small size of the political party, and also the monotonous nature of its membership, of its voters. So it's a function of those two issues. Although I wouldn't see, for example, the ANC, which is a party that likes to think of itself as a supporter of Palestine, drawing a red line based only on this issue, because the ANC is so much bigger. It has contesting constituencies. It has people who are very pro-Israel, people who are very anti-Israel. However, Al-Jamaa, a very small party with a very monolithic view on this issue.
Yeah, so it's being more true to where the values of the constituents are. Of the party. I hear it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thembelani, have a lovely day. Thanks for making the time for this early morning interview. God bless.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.